This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Hey, if you're like me and love role-playing in the fabulous and fantastic realms of pulp fantasy, Northwind Adventures has a Kickstarter for you. Hyperborea, the world of astonishing swordsmen, sorcerers, and weird fantasy, is back with a third edition, now split into two hardback books. Author Jeff Talanian has refined the game to give you even more hard-hitting adventures in mystical places that come to life at your table, along with a solid rule set that evokes the creations of authors such as Howard Lieber and Lovecraft. The game has been revised and retooled to make it even more exciting while maintaining the feel and ease of use of the previous editions. More spells, more monsters, and all 26 classes have been enhanced to give you the best weird fantasy experience possible. Not only that, but Kickstarter backers will also get an Atlas of Hyperborea, going into more detail on the land beyond the North Wind. All this plus a new introductory module. How can you beat that? For more info and to back the Kickstarter, visit Kickstarter.com and search for Hyperborea 3E. Better hurry, though. This Kickstarter ends July 31st.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, I wanted to talk about certain ways of playing. And what I mean by certain ways of playing is theater of the mind versus a battle mat and minis and terrain and all that good stuff. I am of the mind that I would like to do theater of the mind, but I do realize that you do have to haul out the minis or tokens or what have you sometimes and just lay it out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but storytelling is my forte, and I'm lazy, and I don't always have the resources to do this. You won't always have the resources to do this, so it's something you got to think about. Now, my way of going about it is I do theater. I've done whole combats theater of the mind before. So also we can keep it straight in our heads. And I can do a little fudging behind the screen here. Not really fudging, but I mean, as long as I know who's dead, who ain't, and, you know, that's all I need to know. Who's dead, who ain't, or who's incapacitated and who ain't, I should say. And we manage to keep it straight in our heads for the most part in my groups. But there are times when you have to lay down the mat, you have to haul out whatever and mark it up. And so that's what we do. I carry around a little mini mat all the time, and I usually have some tokens on me, and I got some wet erase markers, and we go. But when it comes to that, I only haul that stuff out or mark it when I absolutely have to. Because I'm not too good around a table, especially in a confined space, as far as I hate having to. I mean, yes, I can set it up beforehand, before the game, but I hate when we actually have to lay out the minis or whatever, and I have to draw the map. I have to, like, excuse me, can I get in here? Excuse me, can I do that? Now, there is something to be said for having a mapper in the party. That used to be the case for most of my D&D games or my RPGs back when. When I played my first few years of D&D, it was somebody was handed a piece of graph paper and a pencil or pen, and they start drawing. Now, there are downsides to that. I know that. Because sometimes the player gets off or he's asking, okay, was it two hexes up and over or something like that? And then the game masters look and correct it. But some game masters don't correct it. That's the fun of it. That's the fun of it for them. They like to, like, well, this is your map and this is where you're going, you know, figure it out for yourself. I'm not that quite that harsh. So sometimes you got to stop and correct stuff, and that takes up time in the game. So that's a downside, but the upside is the fact that they're following and things like that. And then theater of the mind can take over for combat. But then again, we're talking about those times when you actually have to see the room or the hallway or wherever they are, and the monsters and the player characters and who's doing what to who. So that's kind of unavoidable. So how do you do it? How do I do it? I carry a little mini, carry one of those notepad fold-up maps, and I use that. I do have a battle map that I have hauled out on occasion, although I use the other one more and more. I have tokens. I don't have miniatures. I have a whole big tackle box full of tokens, plus a smaller set that I've broken down for when taken to places. But I also have a bunch of empty prescription bottles, which I toss my tokens in. And I got some of the larger ones and the smaller ones, and they work great. If you just need a quick set to take with you, I usually take all the ones that say monster and a number on them, because those are easy to carry, and those can be anything. So theater of the mind, to me, it should be theater of the mind until you actually have to see something in front of you. The players have to see something in front of you. So that's the way I do it. And your mileage may vary. You can tell me about it too. But in the meantime, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or you can drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. We have a single donation option at my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. You can give anything from $3 all the way up to however generous you want to be. Meantime, I'm going to thank, and I would thank you for that. Meantime, I'm going to thank these people who do the monthly thing. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Allen, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you very much. For good podcasts other than this one, there is Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Mark C. Wallring's The Yawning Albert Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast puts on a good one, Daniel Morgan at Bandits Keep Podcast, another great one. Randy and Joe at Biggest Geekus. And my friend, and Big John Allen Large is the Red Dice Diaries. Almost forgot him. And my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, till I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.